With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. When Jane Smiley was a student at Vassar, she wrote a novel as her senior thesis.
I felt this incredible sense of power. You know, here were all these characters, and I'd sort of created them, and they were doing things, and I was interested in what they were doing, and I thought, boy, this is the life.
Jane Smiley's seventh and most recent book tackles less ambitious themes than the 14th century Norse world of her 1988 novel, The Greenlanders. But the two novellas in the new book, Ordinary Love and Goodwill, are no less absorbing. Smiley got the idea for Goodwill when she heard about an organic farmer who lived on $150 a year in Kansas.
I'm 40, so that when I came out of college, people were talking about going back to the land, etc., etc. And I had that fantasy too, so I just worked it out by writing about it instead of by living it.
In Goodwill, a Pennsylvania farm family faces a hopeless struggle to survive by barter and by what they can grow and make with their own hands. The other novella, Ordinary Love, is about a middle-aged woman who reveals to her grown children the love affair that destroyed her marriage.
Since I write about marriage a lot, I believe that every failing marriage has two failing people in it, not one.
Jane Smiley frequently writes from the point of view of a man.
So much of Western literature has been written by men that I think it's fairly easy for women to slip into that costume and write like a man.
The highly regarded writer Jane Smiley, author of Ordinary Love and Goodwill, out in February as an Ivy paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Jane Smiley, whose latest book, Ordinary Love and Goodwill, two novellas, was raised in St. Louis, where her career Army officer father thought the Army Field Manual was the best written book in the world. Her family members were great storytellers.
I grew up wondering about motivation, character motivation, because the only thing they ever talked about was why so-and-so had done such-and-such back in 1942.
The members of Jane Smiley's family were always the stars of their own stories.
My Aunt Ruth could make growing tomatoes on the front porch sound like a three-ring circus of hilarity.
After studying at Vassar, a Fulbright in Iceland, and a stint at the Iowa Writers' Workshop, Jane Smiley wrote a novel, Barn Blind, about a family who lived on a horse farm.
When I was a young adolescent, I was obsessed with horses, and I spent a lot of time riding horses, and I belonged to the Pony Club, and I rode in horse shows, and I owned a horse.
Barn Blind hardly caused a ripple.
It was published the day that all the editorial Harper & Row employees went on strike. And 2 days after pub date, I got a letter saying, please honor our picket lines, do not call or write letters to the offices. And they were on strike for 3 months, and the book sank without a trace.
The critics have taken notice of Jane Smiley. Her most recent book, Ordinary Love and Goodwill, was greeted with acclaim and is being reissued next month as an Ivy paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.